Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The New York Giants are making a mistake going back to Daniel Jones. They are. They're making a mistake. The coach was quoted as saying, well, he gives us the best chance to win. See if you can find that clip for me. I'm sorry, Jack. I wasn't going to do this now, but I took a caller on it. See if you can find the Brian Daboll talking about Daniel Jones gives him the best chance to win. Here's the problem with the New York Giants. They're awful. 328, McMonagle. No, I'm just kidding. They are as bad as it gets. Here's when asked about playing Daniel Jones, because here's the fact. They went in this game getting embarrassed by Philadelphia. And to the caller's last point, the offensive line played horrendous in this game. It fell apart. We were kind of, I don't want to use the word praising, but we were very satisfied with the play of the offensive line to start the year, starting to build. The new offensive line coach came over from the Raiders, was doing a decent enough job. Andrew Thomas goes down, and suddenly the freaking offensive line falls apart. And really, the entire offense falls apart. That was some of the most disgusting. That was an offensive performance that is just unacceptable in the NFL. And I don't care how bad the offensive line is. The quarterback cannot provide that kind of offense. It's unacceptable. You got the wide receiver in Malik Nabers talking about how he was open, and he was. The quarterback has no vision. The quarterback doesn't stand in the pocket and take the hits, although he's tough. The quarterback tucks and runs. He has no ability to see the field. He has no ability to make judgments. He has no ability to go through progressions. None. If it's blocked up perfectly for him and he can stand back there for 5 minutes, sure, he's got the arm strength and the arm and tools to throw a ball to an open wide receiver after five or 6 seconds. And in today's NFL, every wide receivers are going to get open. You give him that much time? Sure. Sure. Great. Those quarterbacks are a die. You can get one off anywhere for the most part. You have a good offensive line that blocks it up for forever? Sure. Great. You don't pay $20 million for that. Sam Darnold can do that off the scrap heap. You just mentioned you can get Ryan Fitzpatrick to come in here and do that. If you're looking for an offensive line to just block it up for forever and give a quarterback all day, sure. But here's Brian Daboll when asked, because he did pull Daniel Jones in the fourth quarter for backup Drew Lock, and was asked about the quarterback situation moving forward.
Well, I think he gives us the best chance. Number one, I thought. There were a lot of plays that he did exactly what he needed to do. And then, look, there were some plays where it wasn't just on Daniel. It was a collection of things. It wasn't just one person, a protection or a route. It was a collective deal.
It's never just on Daniel, ever. And I'm not saying it necessarily has to be. Of course, it's a team sport. There's 11 of them out there on the field. It's not just on Daniel Jones, but it's on the quarterback to elevate the team. And he can't do it. The lack of touchdown scoring in his own building is so ridiculously bad, it's hard to fathom. They don't score touchdowns ever. Ever. And I'm so sick of the argument about the offensive line, because I don't care. Could Patrick Mahomes come here with this offensive line and win a Super Bowl? I don't know. But he'd throw a touchdown pass once every 4 or 5 games. It's atrocious. And honestly, I hate saying this, but who gives a damn about who gives them the best chance of winning? Because they can't win. And winning these games are meaningless now. Meaningless. They're 2-5. The season's over. They're dead. And the offensive line is playing poorly. I cannot get Daniel Jones hurt. That is malpractice. If this coach playing this quarterback gets him hurt and forces him to be on the roster next year, that alone should get him fired. Daniel Jones isn't the worst thing I've ever seen. Daniel Jones isn't the worst quarterback in the NFL. Daniel Jones is just not freaking good enough. And I'm tired of not good enough at the quarterback position forever, because you can live with a left tackle not good enough. You can live with wide receivers not good enough. You can live with defensive linemen not good enough. You can live with almost any other position, as long as it's not multiple. But any one position you can live with not being good enough. You can't live with the quarterback not being good enough. He's not good enough. And he's making too much money. And it's been too freaking long. And I can't watch it anymore. And he'll give you pop-up games where guys like, you know, guys like Brent Long Island will call me and say, look at how he played in this game. Look at this and look at that. He did this. Great. How many points did they score in that game that you're bragging about? Because it wasn't 30. Because he doesn't do that. Ever. And if you watch this game, he sucked. He's awful. You could tell in the post-game comments from Dable, he was not satisfied with the quarterback position. He's just not. They dumb their game plan down. They don't do anything. It's just awful football, and I'm so freaking sick of it. And the idea that he's going to throw Daniel Jones out there because it's the best chance to win, they shouldn't be winning anymore. And I know that's counter. I know nobody understands that. I see all your responses to the stories that get put out. I know nothing about football, blah, 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 blah. I know Giants football, and I know the mediocrity, and that's being kind, that they've been experiencing for the last decade, and certainly the last 7 years with Daniel Jones. I can't watch it anymore. The only thing left for this team is to get the best draft pick possible. That's what's best. It's not winning these meaningless games at 2-5. It's over. They're freaking awful. They're going to get killed by Pittsburgh. What's that Pittsburgh defense going to do to this Giant team? What's Watt going to do with this offensive line? It's just such a bad situation right now. And they're making a mistake, because if he gets hurt, and I know people want to focus on the running back. I even saw, and listen, you want to talk about hubris. Who am I to tell you anything against what Bill Belichick has to say? But you got Bill Belichick on Pat McAfee kind of taking jabs at the Giants and Joe Shane for not spending the extra couple million dollars for Saquon Barkley. What exactly would Saquon Barkley do with this team? Barry Sanders, Jim Brown isn't worth 3 wins. Like, what do you think they're doing with Saquon Barkley right now? Like, honestly, what are they doing with Saquon Barkley? You think they're winning with Saquon Barkley? They're not. Why would you pay? Like, the idea that this is a mistake because he ran all over them for the Eagles have a chance to win. The Giants do not. Giants do not. You want to get on the GM? Fine. You want to get on the GM for a good reason? Who cares about the freaking running back? How about the idea that when your left tackle goes down, your 7th overall pick offensive lineman, Evan Neal, isn't good enough to see the field? How about your draft pick, Azudu, isn't good enough to go in there and accomplish the task? How about your 3rd-round wide receiver draft pick is useless? There's plenty of reasons to get on Joe Shane. Plenty. The running back situation is the least of it. The absolute least of it. Saquon Barkley playing in Philadelphia is the absolute least of it. I mean, it is just an embarrassment. I am so sick of the New York Giants. I'm just so sick of them. And now they're going to play Daniel Jones? For what reason? Like, explain to me why Daniel Jones is the right decision. And it's not, I have nothing against Daniel Jones. He's just not very good. He's tough as nails. He goes out there, he tucks his shoulder, he looks for contact, he runs, he takes the punishment and keeps getting up. I respect the hell out of Daniel Jones. And yeah, sure, like the last caller said, and many callers will say, under the right circumstances, could Daniel Jones be serviceable? Absolutely. I don't think it's impossible that Daniel Jones could go to a good team that has an excellent roster and be good enough to win 9-10 games? Maybe. Maybe. It's not happening here anymore. And this year's already dead. It's over. It's done. They cannot win. Why are we continuing to play him and risk worst-case scenario? Worst-case scenario, here's what you're looking for. If you play Daniel Jones, one of two things might happen. One, he might play really well, give you the best chance to win. The Giants might go on a run, win some football games, and make it to the postseason. Because otherwise, I mean, we're talking about the playoffs, right? Otherwise, what are we really talking about? Winning enough games just to not be awful? Who gives a damn? So we're talking about making the playoffs. So playing Daniel Jones gives you, theoretically, two scenarios, best case and worst case. Best case, Daniel Jones comes in, plays really well, the offense transforms himself, the offensive line gets its act together, the defense, you know, stops giving up on plays, and this team wins 7 out of the next 10 and finds its way into the postseason with 9 wins. Case number one. Case number two, Daniel Jones gets hurt again, like he has 3 of the last 4 seasons. And possibly, obviously, bad enough where he ends the season on IR, triggering his contract for next year at $23 million. Which one of those seems more plausible to you? Which one of those scenarios seems more likely to you? Because it's not even close. There is zero chance for best case scenario. Why even put worst case scenario in play? Be done with it. Cut the damn relationship. Give him a break. Give us all a break. End this thing now. Stop playing him. Play Locke. Play DeVito. Let Brian Daboll suit up. I don't care. It makes no sense to play Daniel Jones.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.